Hi, Sherry Honeycutt, life and business coach here, and welcome to the Design Your Life on Purpose podcast, where my mission is to help you get out of your velvet rut and stop waiting to have the life and business you crave. This is a podcast where I help you get crystal clear about what you want, take inspired action, and step into the power you already possess. I help you get off your butts, B-U-T. I help you lose the weight, W-A-I-T, and create your unique life and business on your terms. Because it won't accidentally happen, my friends. It just won't. So lean into today's content, make the intention to take away a nugget or two, and most importantly, commit to implementing something. If you want to be happy and successful, whatever that means to you, then you must design your life and business on purpose. And I'm here to help you do just that. So let's go. Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast, where I'm going to try to sell you something. I'm actually going to try to sell you on the importance of creating a plan. Okay, actually, I do have something I'm going to offer you at the end, but really more than anything, I want to be able to sell you on the idea of why taking some time to create a plan for whatever it is really worth its weight in gold. It really is. So I don't know if you know much about my story. I'll give you just a little bit of a background, but I wasn't a person who went around with a plan. I wasn't a super organized person. I wasn't a person who really gave a lot of thought to what I wanted to create until I got a little bit older and then I had kids and I realized, well, gosh, I really need a schedule. And I happened to have kids with special needs, which meant I needed even more of a schedule to kind of keep everything going. I had some sickness the children had sickness and had all kinds of appointments. And I thought, okay, I really need to get organized. And then I also started to launch my own business and realized that, you know what, if I really want to get from point A to point B, then I've got to have a plan. I've got to know what it is I'm doing on any given day. So the combination of all that and the kinds of kids I had and the kinds of things I wanted to create have really sent me down the pathway of understanding the importance of planning, having systems in place. And I had to work extra hard at it, you guys, because it doesn't come to me naturally. You know, you've met those people who are super organized. Not me, although if you were to meet me now, you might think I am, but that is only because I have chosen to live that way and have gotten so much out of it. So that's what I want to sell you on today, the importance of having a plan, because you've probably heard me say this before. You will not accidentally have the life or the business you want if you don't create a plan. Now, I could do a whole other podcast on the importance of being spontaneous and the importance of following your inspiration and trusting nudges that come out of the blue. All of that exists as well. But as the foundation and the underpinning of a business and a life, I'm going to recommend that we have some sense about where we want to go, because we won't accidentally get there. Okay? Now, in a plan, I'm not even going to talk about the specifics of a plan in this podcast, because a plan can be as complicated or as simple as you want it. Granted, it needs to have a little bit of teeth to it, but the fact is, I kind of joke, you could create a plan on a cocktail napkin, and if it is your guide, if it is what helps keep you focused and headed toward the right direction, by right, I mean the place that you want to go, then that's enough of a plan. Now, most of us need a little bit more detail, a little bit more understanding of what it is what we're wanting to do and where it is we want to be than what fits on a cocktail napkin, but you do you, okay? For me, I like to spend a little time at certain times of the year, at certain times of the month, and even through the week, where I take a look at my plan to make sure I'm going in the right direction. Kind of like, you know, you sail along, but every now and then you need to kind of do some look at the constellations in the old days, or look at your GPS and make sure you're on the right path, so that eventually you're going to end up near or close to or exactly where you wanted to end. So that's what I mean by having a plan, just simply knowing where it is you want to go, okay? Now, I'll tell you this. I've been coaching for 20-something years, and I will tell you the number one question that my clients have the hardest time answering is this: what do you want? Or where do you want to be? Believe it or not, they get so far as even to hire a coach, and they really find it's really hard to articulate where it is they want to go. And that's just sort of the human condition for some reason. Now, we can often tell people where we don't want to go or what is it we don't want anymore in our life, and that's a beautiful start. But to get super clear, we want to be able to go, no, where do I really, really want to go? Where do I want to go? Just as a sidebar, they're cutting down lots of trees in my neighborhood for this whole week, and I wanted to get a podcast out, so you may hear this, it's trees falling, but that's what that is. That's not my stomach growling. Okay, so the plan begins with, what do you want? And here's the deal. Even if you can't articulate it in complete detail, every time you come to that question and you get a little bit more of an answer, you gain a little bit of clarity. So one of the biggest benefits from having a plan is you are more clear about things. Even if it's the cocktail napkin version of where do I want to be in 3 months, and you write down, I want to have, two new clients, or I want to have launched a certain program, or I want to have been to the gym 6 times. That's more clarity than you had before. So a plan is a beautiful way to begin to get clear and have clarity. And I just want you to understand something. Clarity cannot be overrated, because when we have some sense about what is and what it is we want or what it is we need to do, anything that kind of answers, I know this to be true. We can begin to breathe. That clarity often settles our brain, and we can go, yes, this is what I know. Even if I don't have it yet, this is what I know. I know that I want this. And then, of course, the more detailed your plan is, maybe you've got, this idea that you want 2 new clients, but then you're like, well, how am I going to get those? And you carve out a few other pieces of your plan of what you're going to do. It provides even more clarity and more calm. And so clarity equals calm, which is beautiful, beautiful. The other thing is, when the more clarity you have, a plan can also not help you just know what it is you're going to say yes to, but you get super clear about what you're going to say no to. And I'll tell you, for someone, maybe you have a brain like mine where I'm constantly having great ideas, or ideas anyway. If I've got a plan, then I'm more likely to be able to say no, not right now, because I'm choosing to do something else, because I've laid out a plan already. So clarity, clarity, clarity. Am I selling you? Am I selling you on the importance of having a plan? Then there's a couple other things that you get with a plan. You can also begin to understand where obstacles or challenges may come up. So you might look at this plan and go, okay, this is where it's going to, these are the parts of the plan that feel fairly easy for me, but here's some of these parts of this plan, things that I need to do to get the outcomes that I want, that are going to be sticky for me. Maybe they're something you don't know how to do yet, and that might be perceived as an obstacle, but now because you have a plan, you're like, okay, I already know that I'm going to have to be doing more social media marketing, for example. And you might say, but I'm not that great at it. I really need to go learn about how to write better copy, or how to write more authentically, or how to get out of my own way and show up in certain ways. So when you have a plan and you know what's out in front of you, you can go ahead and predict the obstacles. Much like you would if you were going to go, say, mountain biking. You might know the trail and you go, okay, this part of the trail is fairly easy. This part of the trail gets a little treacherous. Oh my goodness, this part of the trail is really hard. I need to make sure I have, a certain kind of equipment, or I'm mentally ready to do it. That's what a plan can do for you. You can look ahead and go, okay, this time of the year gets hard. This time, it might be during the summer because your kids are home. You got to say, okay, I've got some more obstacles that come up during the summer. So when I'm running my business, I need to put in some different kinds of systems. I need to plan ahead for what am I going to do over the summer when I have more or different responsibilities at home. See what I'm saying? So a plan just helps you get the lay of the land out in front of you, and you are then being able to stay ahead of the game. Okay? Another thing that a plan really offers you is the opportunity to effectively manage your time and other resources. So you know, everything that we want needs us to do something to get it, okay? So if you want more sales, you've got to do some other things. If you want a fitter body, you've got to get yourself to the gym. You've got to do meal planning, whatever the outcome is that we want. But all of those things take time. And rarely can you just, you know, snap your fingers and have the results you want. So you've got to be able to put in the time and plan ahead to do that. And so, and then also be able to measure if it's working or not. So a plan allows you to actually drill down and even create when you're going to show up in certain, for certain things, when you're going to do certain kinds of behaviors. And then you make sure that you do the important things first. Now, you've probably heard me say this, but all of the really juicy, sexy results that we want in our life and our business are usually a product of us doing lots and lots and lots of unsexy things over and over and over again. And that's because we've managed our time and put those in the plan. The people who have more of what they want are folks who are planned ahead enough to be able to put the kinds of practices in place, those repetitive, unsexy actions, to bring about the results that they want. And that begins with a plan, obviously, and it begins with good time management. And time management is something that, when without a plan for this, we tend to float and flitter around, and then we end up doing what most of us do when we don't have a plan, is we put fires out. Or we get caught up in distractions. So we're either in crisis mode or sort of la, 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 looking for what is it the next thing I'm supposed to be doing. And neither of those get us closer to what we want. Neither one of them do. Another thing that the plan offers us is that it gives us motivation. I'm going to tell you, it is so motivating when you create a plan. You kind of put in benchmarks. You can put what you want to see, a certain results, a certain time, and you begin to see that. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing more motivating than being able to see your progress. And progress, particularly in our businesses and really in most areas of our life, is really hard to measure on the day-to-day. So when you have a plan and you revisit that plan every so often on a regular basis, you can go, oh, my goodness, look. Look what I've done since the last time I checked. I remember a couple of years ago, one of my mini micro goals was that I wanted to do a better job staying in touch with friends and family and connection and building, whether it was a text or a card or a phone call or a visit or a lunch or whatever it was. And I started keeping track of it and even setting intentions. I made a plan to text a certain number of people just to tell them I was thinking about them. And then when I would sit down, I could go back and look at that plan and look at what I had done. And you know what? Not only could I celebrate what I had done, but it was so motivational for me to continue doing that thing. I was able to go, oh my gosh, look, I contacted 7 people last week or last month. And it was so good to connect. I can't wait to do it again this month. So my plan and the progress, that check-in session was very motivating to go forward, which was so super exciting. It's another benefit of having a plan. And then, of course, a plan can keep you accountable. You know, it's so hard to be accountable if you say, well, I just really want to do more social media. I just really want to send out more emails. I just really want to go do more live networking. Or I really want to, you know, keep the house more clean. What does that mean, right? What does that mean? But if you begin to quantify it in a plan, then you can check in and stay accountable to it. Because, and then again, not only celebrate, but be able to say, you know what, I'm not really stepping up like I said I was going to, or boy, this was bigger than I thought, I need some help, right? So that accountability to yourself, or if you want to really kick it up a notch, find somebody to be accountable with. You know, they're building their business or their life in a certain way, and you are, and you hold each other accountable to really concrete behaviors that you've laid out in your plan. So accountability, which is probably the number one thing people hire me for, The number one thing people tell me out of their mouth is that they need somebody or some system to be held accountable, because we don't often hold ourselves accountable. We just don't. It's the rare person who does that on a regular basis. Then there's many other benefits, but I'm just going to highlight one more of having a plan, and that is stress reduction. I heard this said a bazillion years ago, and I've said it a thousand, thousands, and thousands of times, that structure equals freedom. And when we have a plan, which is what that structure, you know, a plan is giving us some structure about what say we're going to do and what we say we want and when we say we're going to do it, that sort of structure, that plan, really calms us down. We now know what it is we're supposed to do. We're not spending our time going every day asking ourselves the big questions of what's important for me to do? What's important for me to do? Well, if you have a plan, you've already laid that out. You've already laid it out, and you kind of just now go do some of the things. Okay. It's like going to the gym. You might design a workout on all the different machines. You might have figured out where you are, and you might have made a plan for how often you want to do the machines and how often every week and which ones. Then you just go do the plan. You just go work out. You don't have to every day go, now which machine and now how many reps and now what do I do? You just do the plan. And it's a lot of freedom that comes with that. That bit of structure brings freedom, which is so not stressful. What's the word? What's the opposite of stress? It's a place of ease. It's a place of ease, right? I love that. That's what I love the most about all of my planning techniques, is that it calms me down and I know what it is that I have to do or that I've chosen to do. Even if I may not want to do the things, the fact that I know they need to be done puts me in a place of calm. Puts me in a place of calm. So I hope that I've sold you on the idea of having a plan. And not too long ago, I still had a client who said, you know, I've never set goals. I've never had a plan. And some people have done it over different parts of their life, different times in their life, and then have lost, it wasn't really working for them. I want you to consider the importance of having a plan, because you will not accidentally have the business or the life or any of the circumstances you want without some kind of plan. Okay. So here's the thing I'm offering. Right now, you're listening to this perhaps in November of 2023. In January 19th through the 21st of 2024, I'm doing a 3-day virtual retreat to design your year on purpose. I'm not doing it right at the very first of the month when we're a little bit like, you know, cross-eyed from the holidays and all that. But about once we settle into January, I'm inviting you to join me for 3 days. I've got guest speakers. We're going to do interactive work. We're going to do a lot of interpersonal work to lay out a plan. And I'm going to help you figure out what it is you want in this coming year. And then I'm going to help you lay out a plan. And I'm going to share with you as many of the things that I do myself as I can possibly fit into those 3 days. Possibly. Because I've been planning my life very concretely, probably for the past 15 years. When I realized that I had to have a plan or I wasn't going to get what I wanted, I started to do this for myself. And that is what I'm going to bring and teach you. You will walk away from that 3-day retreat with a plan for your year. How does that sound? A plan that you've created, a plan that's based on what you say you want, what you want to be celebrating in December or New Year's of 2024. Right? I want to help you lay out a plan so that you can, oh my goodness, step into the clarity that comes from having that, really predict any kind of obstacles that are going to come up and derail you. I want you to be able to have a work-life balance. We're not just going to talk about building your business. We're going to talk about building your life and your business within your life. So this workshop is for entrepreneurial women and maybe even folks who aren't building a business. If you want to come, that's great too. But to understand how your life and your business work together, and that how you can have both. I got ready to say you can have it all. I hate that phrase. You can't necessarily have it all, but you can have You can build your business and build your life at the same time. You can, you know, create goals and have goals and aspirations in all different sections of your life and really work toward all of those simultaneously if and when you have a plan. So check the show notes. You can also go to sherryhoneycutt.com, Sherry Honeycutt with a C-H-E-R-I, sherryhoneycutt.com. Click on events and you'll see Design Your Year on Purpose. Now the cart doesn't open till Black Friday where you'll get super duper discounts that whole weekend. So mark your calendar or check it out depending on when you're listening to this. And I would love to have you join me for Design Your Year on Purpose. Okay, enough about the sales. Even if you don't come, I would love to know that you've considered creating some kind of plan for yourself. I have resources on my website to help you create, you know, quarterly plans. There's other podcasts about this, but to understand, and I'll leave you with this, and it sounds like a pessimistic thing, that you will not accidentally have the life you want. But here's the optimistic part. It doesn't take tons of effort for you to make a plan and then go out and design your life on purpose. Okay, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Design Your Life on Purpose podcast, and I sure hope that you're taking away something that you can begin to use today. Speaking of things you can use, I have lots of free things over at sherryhoneycutt.com. And the one I want to highlight in today's podcast is something I call Work Your Butt Off. And I spell it B-U-T. Let's get those butts worked off. And it is a 30-day program to help you get your butts off the couch. It's 30 videos. It's a 75-page workbook, I think. And it's free to help you begin to take deliberate action toward getting that thing or those things done. So that's what I've got for you. I would love to invite you over to sherryhoneycutt.com. Click under cool stuff and you'll find that. You'll also find the link in the show notes and in the description of this podcast. Y'all, I'm here to help you take action because action is how we begin to get new thoughts around our life. So go check it out. Get your free copy of this course that I've designed and go and design your best life. Until next time.